But
hello, thanks for calling.
What's Richard?
This is Star.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hello, who is this?
Hi, my name is Richard Cardo.
Hey, Richard.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on, sweetheart?
Well,
how can I help you?
I've been really upset lately. Just my life has been really bad. I'm missing a lot of bills. I'm not making a lot of money. Something's been nagging at me, and I was hoping maybe you might have some answers.
When's your birthday?
Oh, my birthday is December 31st, 1962.
And is anybody else living with you?
My wife, Inez. And we have a son. His name is Richard, too.
Honey, what kind of work are you doing?
I work security. I work the night shift as a security officer.
Listen, I feel that the obstacle that's around you is that something in the mind is not looking at your good fortune. It's trying to make you think that things aren't good enough, but really, things are pretty good. You just have to be a little bit more careful about money and about where it's going.
Well, I haven't been so upset about money as I have been about this thing that happened. Probably it happened quite a few years ago. Are you familiar with JonBenet Ramsey?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. See, I live in Colorado, and ever since that happened, I mean, it's been consuming me. I mean, literally every day. I mean, I get on the internet and I talk to people about how this happened, you know, because, I mean, she was such a bright young star in the world, and it just feels like if that can happen to her, then that can happen to anyone. And then just that event that occurred, I can't stop thinking about it. I mean, every day and every night, I literally devote hours of my life to thinking about this tragic event, and I can't get past it. I'm really stuck on it.
You're ready. You are so ready to get past it.
I want to, and I've been trying to, but I mean, I keep trying to. I mean, I have pages and pages of notes that I've made about the everything, trying to figure out who could be responsible for this, because no one's been able to figure out who did it. So I've been devoting literally, like, the last, you know, many years to just trying to determine who's responsible for this heinous crime. And I've been going, I mean, my strategy is just to single someone out and accuse them. And then if they deny it, then I know there's a good chance that they're probably guilty. So I go on and on. And I try to attack them, you know, verbally. I try to attack them verbally to get them to admit that they're responsible in some way for this poor child's death, and it doesn't seem to be working. I mean, I'll accuse someone, and I'll hound them, and I'll call them up, and I'll you know, threaten them, and nothing works. They won't admit it, and I don't know what to do. I'm lost. I know this person did it, but I don't know. I can't figure out how to get them to admit it.
You can't. You can't get them to admit it. It only happens when a million things in the universe are geared up to it, and what it's doing is it's robbing you of your life.
Yeah, I feel like I could get past this if I could just get this person to admit that they were responsible in some way. But the problem is they didn't even live in the same state as JonBenet Ramsey did at the time of the murders. So I'm trying to figure out some way that they could be responsible for it. Like, I think they could probably take an airplane, but I don't know. Like, it seems like I can't find any record of the airplane or anything.
Proving anything at this point would be very difficult. And you want to take this burden of trying to prove it off of your shoulders and say, you know what? I'm at the turning point. My life has to be devoted to my family, my happiness, and I am willing to release it. I've done all my homework. I did a lot of research. I needed to investigate, but now I think you're being given a sign, a signal from your guardian angels that it's taking too much away from you.
Well, and it really... Stop playing the drums, sweetheart. I feel that, too, and I really want to move past it. I mean, my wife, she's really upset with me for devoting so much time, and I know that I could be a better father to my son if I wasn't so obsessed with trying to get this person to admit that they had something to do with this crime, even though they weren't in the same state when it happened. I feel like they had something to do with it, and I can't get the, like, I could drop all of this if they just admitted and turned themselves into the police and said, you know, I murdered JonBenet Ramsey, but they weren't in the same state. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, is there any way, I mean, can you tell if this person, with your abilities, if can you tell if they murdered JonBenet Ramsey? And if so, are psychic readings, is that, like, valid in court?
Oh, I would not think they would use that in court, no.
Well, I know the police have used psychics in the past before, and I was just wondering, like, if I gave you this person's name and birth date, could you confirm for me that they were, in fact, involved with the actual murder of JonBenet Ramsey?
Well, let me ask you a question. Is this a person that has been nationally targeted?
Oh, who?
That you feel is the one?
Oh, no. He's just some person that I met on the internet. I mean, I was talking about it with my friends on the internet, like how this happened, and then he came into the situation and he kind of made fun of me, and he made me feel insignificant and small inside. And ever since then, I knew he was the one that must have had something to do with it.
What?
Sorry,
is
does that make sense?
Name, Richard.
I'm sorry, what?
Are you allowed to say that person's name?
His name is Brad. Carter.
And is he young?
Younger than me, and that upsets me a little bit, I guess, to be honest with you. To be honest with myself.
You know, sometimes these things this far after an event are very hard to see. I don't really get the feeling that he is directly responsible for this crime.
I don't think so either, but it would mean so much to me if there was anything you could do to help me point the finger. Because he's upset me so much, he's made fun of me, and I feel in my heart that he's got something to do with this.
I think what you are picking up is that this person has had some very strange thoughts about several incidents in the world. Some very, very questionable thoughts. But you know what? It's not your responsibility at this point to make anybody suffer or come clean. They got to do it when they're ready for it. Has Inez asked you to go to a counselor?
She has, but I haven't been seeing her much because I spend, you know, at a nighttime I'm busy with my job. I can't take her concerns seriously until, I mean, this is an all-consuming thing for me. I spend so many hours out of every day just sitting around just hating this person for he made fun of me and he called me names and he belittled me, and even though he wasn't even in the same state as this crime when it occurred, I feel in my bones that he is responsible in some way, and I wish there was some way to connect him through psychic waves or otherwise to the murder of JonBenet Ramsey, and I feel like
I don't think you can.
Really?
I don't think you can, and I think if you start tonight with a slightly different mindset by saying, you know what, I've got a little information but not enough to get the proof that I need, I'm going to have to start by forgiving this person for what he said to me, and, you know, you don't want to have any communication with him anymore. You're not, are you?
Well, no, I actually, I'm... He keeps like ignoring me. I mean, when I called up his parents and stuff, and I was like harassing his parents, but he won't call me back no matter what I do. He won't. I threatened to come up to his house, but he wouldn't reply to me. I mean, I told him I was going to come talk with his kids and tell his kids what a horrible human being he was, but he wouldn't even dignify me with a response, and that crushed me inside.
Pull all your attention away from him and away from this case, no matter what it is, whether it is, you've got to have a substitute
if it's getting
for this case. And, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's got to be something that you love to do. Something that you love to do can take all of the anxiety away from this. Has become a sort of obsession.
Well, what I really like to do is solve little cases. And this is, you know, a case that I've gotten together with. You know, I have some friends that have helped me kind of figure out who... You know, and I've created some videos on the internet where, you know, probably a couple hours worth of videos in which I went over all the evidence with all my friends and everything and connected him to the crime. Like, he wasn't in the same state, right? But there's just little things, like his handwriting is very similar to the ransom note that was made in the JonBenet Ramsey case. And I don't think that could just be coincidence. I mean, everyone has unique handwriting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, is there any way, like, can you just use your psychic powers to ascertain if he's even the one? I mean,
I do not feel he is the one.
Really? Okay, see, because part of me knows he didn't do it, but part of me says, this is the guy that did it. I'm going to strangle this guy. I want to strangle him, and I want to punch him. I want to drive up there and just punch him in the face. Oh, pow, pow, pow. I want to do that. I can't, but I want to.
No, you can't, and you've got to take your focus away from him.
But are you sure he didn't have anything to do with it?
Only God could say 100%, but my psychic feeling is 99% this is not the person responsible for that crime.
Really? See, because I was thinking maybe you'd be like more like 40-60, 60-40, but really 99%, really?
I think that somehow the energies, your desire to help, your desire to find a solution, an answer... have, you know, these are good things. This person, this Brad, doesn't understand you at all.
No, he really doesn't. And I've tried to understand him, but he's a crazy motherfucker. Excuse my language. I didn't mean to offend you. But, okay, I mean, if you say you're 99% sure, then that should... I mean, you have powers beyond my ability to comprehend. Maybe I really have just been wasting the last 3 to 4 years of my life with this. Maybe I should have spent more time with my children or my wife.
You can't do it anymore.
You're right. I mean, my son, so many times he was like, let's play baseball, Dad. And I said, no, I have to do this. And I should have devoted more time to him. And my wife, I haven't made love to my wife in 3 years because of this Brad Carter person.
Richard! 3 years.
She has been begging me to spend more time with her, and I'm obsessed. I can't not. I mean, I've just been neglecting my family. And you're right. Your psychic powers have determined that there's a 99% probability.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh,
good. They're going to end our call.
Okay.
Do you want my extension in case?
Yes.
You need me?
Yes, please. I feel like we've made so much progress. This is a real breakthrough
for
me. And I just like to wrap this up by saying I'm going to take your advice very seriously. I'm going to spend more time with my son and with my wife and less time fantasizing about this person.
Tell your wife you will go with her to a counselor so that she will feel happy that you're ready for a change.
Absolutely. I think that's the right step. And I'm going to spend more time with my family and less time talking about strangers on
stay
the
off.
Internet.
Stay off of that internet, Richard.
You're right. You're
Don't
right. I will. Thank you so much. Can I call you back sometime? Just because I feel
anytime.
Like. Thank you
anytime.
So much.
God bless you.
You too.
You're going to make it.
Thank you so
your
much.
Your whole life is just starting.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Be well.